With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The Irish Times is reporting that the state agency in charge of air traffic control was not told about the drones near the approach to Dublin Airport on the night that Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky arrived. And because of this, air traffic controllers could not warn pilots, even though several incoming flights were carrying hundreds of passengers. And we're joined now by Kevin Byrne, retired Lieutenant Colonel and Airport Safety and Security Auditor. Good morning to you, Kevin.
Good morning.
Just put some context on this for the likes of me and our listeners who don't know how serious or not serious that this is.
Well, this is variations on an obstruction to civil air traffic, which I'm totally opposed to, of course, because I was in Sweden in September and all the talk was about the introduction of drones to various airports up and down in Denmark and Sweden and Norway and even over military bases. There's a malign set of actors out there who are able to interfere with civil aviation, and they put the lights on these drones and they fly them up and down. Dublin's experience last week was different than that, in that I think it's taken it to a new dangerous level. What we had...
So you're saying Dublin's experience is worse than that?
It could be. Dublin has been closed before by drones, but this wasn't an example of closing the airport, which is what I thought they were going to do while President Zelensky's aircraft was inbound. In the normal way, aircraft line up on a runway, you know, maybe 10 miles out or whatever. And this is the case over the sea, you know, north of Howth, because they're using that particular runway. And somebody somewhere got the drones out, presumably from a ship, and decided to do some, you know, nefarious activities there. You know, they're audacious.
Yeah.
But they saw the naval vessel and decided to examine that first. And maybe we were lucky, maybe we dodged a bullet, because President Zelensky's aircraft was early on track. The people doing this are very well planned. They know the approach path to Dublin. They know what they have to do. And maybe we got away with it on this particular occasion.
OK, but in your view, Kevin, and you are quite expert at this, should the airport have been informed? Should the airport have been closed? And should the other pilots in the air have been informed as well?
Well, this brings us back to a whole fundamental problem. The communication system in air traffic control is on, you know, VHF. It's the normal way air traffic systems work. And I was in air traffic for 20 years or so. But the naval vessel out at sea wasn't expecting this, as far as I can see. It was there as a part and parcel of the security element, so to speak. But if this thing pops up at short notice, what does the ship captain do? How does he get the information across? And who does he tell? So we need to put together integration and have some kind of command and control system that looks after, both on land and at sea, to advise air traffic systems, AirNav Ireland, what's going on the approach paths to their airport.
So obviously information sharing is very important. Now, you're suggesting that they're not on the same system, and I'll take your word absolutely for that. But it cannot have been impossible in the era that we live in that information couldn't have been shared had somebody had the cop to do so.
Well, let's say I was driving past Dublin Airport, which I do frequently, you know, collecting and going out and that kind of thing, and I saw something like a drone. I would know what number to get onto the air traffic control system and tell them, by the way, I believe I see a drone, you know, 2 miles out on the approach to runway 10, whatever it might be, and I'd get the information across. But most people not in the system might not know that. What do you do to pass this information on? Perhaps a member of the Garda Síochána wouldn't know what to do either, for that matter. So,
but you would imagine that they, I mean, there's a hierarchy within the guards, there's a hierarchy within the defence force. And if you see something like that that is potentially dangerous, and potentially dangerous to the lives of the hundreds of passengers
Absolutely.
Who are on these aircraft on approach to Dublin, that you would speak to someone up your chain of command and that you would ask, you know, them to decide what needed to be done. I mean, this does bring into question the integration of our security systems, but also some level of responsibility around the safety of people in the air.
You're quite right. It's a duty and it's a commitment of air traffic control people to tell all pilots in command of aircraft what dangers, if any, have popped up in their airspace. For example, we had trouble with lasers some years ago. You might remember that.
And
they're still firing it off the coast of Scotland, lasers into aircraft.
I'm just conscious that, as you said, we have had issues with Dublin Airport with drones that were not malign actors, that they were, enthusiasts or whatever in the wrong place at the wrong time, or Egypts with lasers, etc.
Yes, yes.
Whereas this very clearly, potentially, is malign. We had a dark vessel in our waters. We had drones flying along in an intimidating fashion along President Zelensky's flight path. We know all of these things. But the fact that Dublin Airport, I mean, how serious is this in your view, Kevin? Dublin Airport not informed, pilots in the air not informed. That is surely a shocking breach of a duty of care and our safety procedures.
Well, it's a serious failing. My concern would be that the aircraft would be coming in maybe 3,000 feet. I'm not sure if the drones were flying at that altitude. I'm not sure what the cloud base was. These malign actors do it deliberately. They put the lights on, which seem to surprise people. With no lights, you wouldn't see them. You might not pick them up on primary radar. The naval vessel does have radar, by the way. It just isn't set for aviation use. It's for,
seas,
coastal business and seas and ships and that kind of thing. It might have spotted them. I presume it was done visually, but there must be a mechanism. You're absolutely right. Some way of getting to higher command.
There has to be, even if they don't know the number.
We can't be in this position in the next 12 months if we're going to expect
And
to
Kevin, for people listening, the potential for, I suppose, what these drones could do, if one of the, and they were quite large drones, if these drones,
they were.
They're not the ones that maybe people might fly around their back garden. If a drone of this size and nature came into contact physically with the engine, say, of a 737 or something, what is the likely outcome from that?
Very serious. There's a lot of videos on testing done by the American Federal Aviation Authority. Even small drones weighing 2 kilos can nick a chunk off an aircraft. Very serious matters if they hit the cockpit, of course, and break the glass and so forth. If they get sucked into an engine, you're going to lose that engine for sure. It might, in fact, affect the control system of the aircraft.
So it could potentially bring down an aeroplane, is what we're saying.
If there's 4 or 5 of these things, why would you need more than 4 and 5? Are there 4 and 5 pilots on this ship? If it happens on land, by the way, it's perhaps even worse because, we've got so much danger involved with aircraft.
Is it fair to say, Kevin, and I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but because we wanted to speak to someone as expert as yourself, because we read these things ourselves in the paper and we go, what does this actually mean in terms of potential danger and potential impact? It was remiss that Dublin Airport was not informed of these drones on approach to the airport with those aircrafts in the air at the time.
Well, I'm not trying to point a finger because it was such an unexpected event, as far as I can tell. But we just have to get our game together. We've been in this situation now. We know what to expect. So for the next year or so, if and when these important people are coming into land,
we
have to have a total net.
We had a security ring around Dublin for President Zelensky's finish. We knew that there was increased activity in Irish waters by the Shadow Fleet, Russian's Shadow Fleet. We knew that potentially Russia, who is involved in a hybrid war against many countries in Europe, including our own, in terms of cyber attacks, etc., that disrupting this visit would be something that they may potentially like to do. So I'm not sure we could say it was entirely unexpected, even if it's out of the ordinary.
We need to get our directorates of intelligence all to talk together and work together and have experts in there and say, this is likely to happen. And then we do a thing called war gaming. We say, what happens here, here and here if this happens? What is likely to happen? And by the way, we must get involved in our other friends in European Union and say, by the way, do you have any information on this? And discuss matters with them of mutual security. Because neutrality doesn't mean we have to hide and stick our head in the sands. We are not exempt from other dangers and other potential problems that, nations in Europe have had in the last year or two.
Kevin Byrne, retired Lieutenant Colonel and Airport Safety and Security Auditor, thank you very much for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.